80 years ago, the Communications Act of 1934 made universal landline phone service a priority. Today, as demand for broadband and mobile wireless service increases, so has the government's emphasis on making those services universally available.
Certainly, from my perspective, the plan for all of these services would be that everybody in the state have access to every service. So I think that's always the ultimate goal.
Jim Porter, the telecommunications director at the Department of Public Service, says that goal needs to be balanced with the cost of reaching it. Porter says the new telecommunications plan will set a benchmark broadband speed of 4 megabits download and 1 megabit up. He says most Vermonters already enjoy those speeds.
Today in Vermont, I think around 77% of those with broadband do already have access to the speeds of 4.1 or greater.
The remaining 23% of Vermont households with broadband speeds lower than the benchmark are typically rural customers. They're on the slow speed side of a digital divide that's growing as use of mobile and fixed broadband continues to climb. In light of that, legislators are asking the question, once we reach universal broadband coverage, then what?
And the then what's complicated.
Chittenden County Senator Tim Ash chairs the Senate Finance Committee. Ash says it's beyond the state's ability to pay for the infrastructure necessary to provide universal broadband at increasingly higher speeds.
So then we say, okay, well, if we can't embark upon that journey for the entire state and every citizen and every business, what would we continue to do? And the legislature hasn't asked itself that question in a long time. It's been years.
It's taken a lot of money just to get broadband to Vermonters. At the moment, there isn't any significant state or federal money on the horizon to meet future broadband needs. That reality is one reason behind a proposal in a draft bill in Ash's committee that does away with the Vermont Telecommunications Authority. The VTA has been in charge of developing projects and disbursing state money to expand broadband and cell phone service in the state's most underserved areas. Ash says if the VTA no longer has grant money to disperse, it doesn't make sense for the state to spend money just to keep it operating.
I will confess that unless we identify a source of funds for new infrastructure, a $700,000 a year operating budget is a lot of money for no tangible product.
Ash's committee's draft bill would replace the VTA with a division of connectivity within the Department of Economic Development. The Shumlin administration supports the idea. The VTA says it has many projects still in the works under past grants. West Glover Representative Sam Young serves on the authority's board. He says if the state wants all Vermonters to have access to robust broadband and mobile services, it will take more public money, and the state will continue to need the VTA's knowledge and experience.
I think that we need to invest more money and get it out there to rural Vermont, and I think that the VTA is a good organization that we have, and it's taken a lot of time to kind of, you know, get it up and running and have good relationships with the companies, and I think it's time that we double down, expand the mission and change the goals and continue.
Young serves on the House Committee on Commerce and Economic Development, which is considering another bill that could be a source of state funding for future improvements to broadband. That bill would increase the state's universal service charge, which is added to Vermonters' phone bills and used for E911 and other services. Under the bill, some money would go directly to landline telephone companies. And the question the bill raises is whether the companies could be required to use the money to expand and improve broadband. Poundall Representative Bill Botso, who chairs the committee, says that's a possibility.
But to do so, it contemplates, you know, raising the universal service fund rate. And whenever you raise any rate, you know, there's always a challenge.
Ironically, the impetus for the bill before Botso's committee was not broadband, but good old landline telephone service. Reduced federal support for landline companies and the loss of business to wireless providers is putting enormous strain on Vermont telephone companies. A report prepared for the Public Service Department raises the possibility of the failure of a landline phone company. Botso says in the push to improve wireless and broadband, the state can't lose sight of the importance of universal landline phone service.
I think when people pick up the phone, they don't expect to not be able to communicate. Right now, all we're worrying about is basically how fast can you communicate?
Despite concerns about landline service, it's likely the need for speed will continue to drive the state's telecommunications policy in the future. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.